السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of مركز صحابة, voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg and in Durban on the 23rd of January, corresponding with the 23rd of Rajab, 1446. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us afiyat and husni khatima, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us his fazl and his karam to witness the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Alhamdulillah alladhi khalaqa al-insana wa'allamahu al-bayan was-salatu was-salamu ala man buitha bifadli al-khitab wa'ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدال على الخير كفاعله, أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته, أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Thursday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with afiyat and good health. May Allah Ta'ala accept all your khidmat, and may the ummah of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم benefit from all the beautiful advices rendered on Markaz Sahaba. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Maulana Saleem Kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Dawood Munli. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 23rd of Rajab, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 42, and that is Surah Ash-Shura, the mutual consultation, and verse number 23. Almighty Allah told us in our previous lesson, when people love what Iman, Islam, and they pass away with that, for them Almighty Allah will grant them the gardens of paradise, and that is the greatest success of a person. And now Almighty Allah Jalla Wala continues chapter 42, verse number 23. ذَلِكَ الَّذِي, that which Almighty Allah is giving you, the Bisharat, the good news, the glad tidings, يُبَشِّرُ اللَّهُ إِبَادَهُ, Almighty Allah is granting and giving the good news and the glad tidings. And if you understand the Arabic language, يُبَشِّرُ doesn't mean that he just gives it once. Almighty Allah will keep on giving you the glad tidings and the good news on several times, several occasions, several places. إِبَادَهُ الَّذِينَ, his special servants. Who are his special servants? آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, those who have the true iman, the true faith, the true conviction. They believe in Islam unconditionally, unreservedly. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they continue with the righteous deeds. وَعَبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ, not we worship Almighty Allah on the 15th night of Shaban and in Ramadan, and the rest of the time we become Abdul Shaitan and Abdul Hawa. We become the slave of Satan, Lucifer and Shaitan. We become the slaves of our woman's fancies and desires. Nay, day and night, every season, every moment, we are Abdullah wa Ibadullah, Ibadur Rahman. We are the slaves and servants of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, all times, all places, all circumstances. So that is where me, you and majority of us are failing. When we study the noble Quran, we find that the various prophets told the people they were sent to, La as'alukum ajra, La as'alukum alayhi ajra, in ajriya illa ala Allah, that I don't ask you for any recompense, any salary, any wages. My reward is only, solely, exclusively by Almighty Allah. That is what the various prophets told. They are people, but in the case of Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, very, very interesting. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, O Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you inform the people, لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا, I am not asking you for any wages, salary, recompense and salary and what have you. But one thing you must do, if you have true iman, faith and conviction, إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى, that you must love my kith and my kin, my family. You must love the Ahlul Bayt. That is a vital ingredient of our iman. Remember, you can't say you're a true Muslim and you don't love the family of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are Muslim. Abu Lahab is family of Nabi alayhi salam, but pakka non-Muslim, dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire. So we don't have to love him because Allah hates him. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not like him also, because he does not want to accept the message and the messenger. We're speaking about the family of Nabi alayhi salam. So who indeed are the family of Nabi alayhi salam? First and foremost, the honorable wives, all of them. The children of the master alayhi salatu salam, the four daughters, the three sons. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's uncle, aunties, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, son-in-law, all of them will come in. Now here, O esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar and the esteemed listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, you must understand this. This has to do with our belief structure. So we, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, say that Ahlul Bayt and the family of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam refers to the honorable wives and spouses, children, and remember, grandchildren, all of them will be included and so forth, provided they are Muslim, and the uncle, aunties, all of them, and so forth and so on. The kuffar Shias, the non-Muslim Shia, just say, and sometimes we'll find among us, the Sunni people, we say we are Sunnis, 100% we are Sunnis. Then our people don't know, they say Panchtan Pak. Panchtan Pak means they say only five people belong to Ahlul Bayt. And remember, that is the Shia propaganda. They say, obviously, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then they say, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. Then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an. And Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein. So five great personalities. So we obviously include them in the Ahlul Bayt. But the Shia say, only they are included and nobody else. Everybody else is excluded. Story time quickly. 2013, when I was in Iran, I was there in Iran from the 1st of Rabiul Awwal, Monday, and I returned on the 13th, a Saturday, from Iran back to South Africa with Allah's help and Allah's mercy. Hada min fadli Rabbi, hada rahmatum mi Rabbi. So when I had a debate there with the Shias, my intention was not to debate, but they wanted it. I said, fine. I don't have to be frightened for you and be apologetic and so forth. And when they lost it, then they realized what a big mistake and a blue they made. So one issue was this. So man ahlul bayt, who are the household of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So they said, this Punishment Park 5, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyida Fatima, Sayyidina Ali, and Hassanain, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu anhum ajma'in. So I asked one question. I said, very funny and strange, ahlul bayt. So now you are telling me Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam included, 100% we agree. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha is included, 100% we agree. But how come the mother of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha is not included? You say that you accept Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha as a very great lady, but how come you excluded her from the Ahlul Bayt? Alladhi kafar. Not one of them could answer that question. So I propose to them, you know why you are excluding her? Because if you include her, our mother Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra, Khadija binti Khuwaylid radiallahu anha, then you will have to include Mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. You will have to include Mother Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha. But your hatred for Sayyida Abu Bakr radiallahu anha, your hatred for Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, that you say, Allah forbid, naql kufr, kufr nabashid, naql kufri laysa bi kafirin. Your hatred for Shaykhain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, who are the greatest companions of the Master alayhi salam, buried right next to the Master sallallahu alayhi salam. So your hatred for them makes you hate their daughters as well. But they are the honorable wives of the Master alayhi salam. And they are the mothers of this ummah. Chapter 33, verse 6, was wajuhu ummahatum. And then why you included only Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha? Allah jalla wala states, chapter 33, verse 59, Ya ayyuhan nabi, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qul li azwajika wa banatik. You address all your wives, you include and tell all your daughters. So Allah is saying all the wives, all the daughters, but you are excluding them. You see, Kuffar Shia, what you are doing? That you go out of the fold of Islam because of your hatred and how you despise the Sahaba, the beloved companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we speak, we must not speak with emotions. You must speak with academic discussion. I am prepared to take any Shia on to prove to you that Khomeini is 100% kafir and la'natullahi alayh. He says you can make muta prostitution for 1 hour. All of you who are sympathetic of Khomeini and Shia Azam, you ready to give your daughters for 1 hour prostitution? Khomeini writes that in Tawdihul Masail, which I have till now with me. When I went to Iran, I saw the book there as well. Like that, 100 examples I can give you. So remember, you parents, grandparents, beautiful hadith. An Aliyin radiallahu ta'ala an Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, the Master Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, Addibu awladakum thalatha khisal. You must teach your children, grandchildren, three qualities, O parents, grandparents. What are the three qualities, Ya Rasulullah? Hubbi nabiyikum. They must have true love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only in Rabiul Awwal and Sha'ban and Ramadan. Every day, every time, every place, every circumstances. And wa hubbi ahlil bayt, and to love the family of the Master alayhi salatu salam. That is an integral part of our faith and our conviction. And the third one, wa tilawatil Quran, and teach your children the love of reciting the noble Quran, not only during Ramadan, throughout the year. The hadith mentioned by Imam Tabarani rahimahullah. So that is why we must understand the Quran. That is the direct message from Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala to us. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba rasulik wa hubba ahlil bayt wa hubba ashabi nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh beloved Allah, we ask of you for your true love, for the true love of Mustafa Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the true love for the Ahlul Bayt, the household and the family of the Master alayhi salatu salam. And then the last one, the love for all the Sahaba and beloved companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. All this is part of our Iman. وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنَةً and whosoever does and he fulfills and fulfills a good deed and he performed a good deed, نَزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا, we will give him more and more reward in this world, the bansela and the bonus, the optimum maximum reward he will get in the year after. فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. Chapter number 3, verse number 148. Everything you will find in the Quran Sharif. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen. And Almighty Allah loves those who fulfill their duty with beauty and sincerity. Inna Allah ghafoor. Allah will reward us. But Allah is of forgiving, very forgiving. Hyperbole, mubalagha, intensive form. He knows the vices and the sins we commit. But then he covers it and conceals it. That is ghafoor. He forgives it and he expunges it. That is ghafoor. He is ghafoor and is ghaffar also. So that is all Allah. Shakur, hyperbole, mubalagha, intensive form. He appreciates everything of ours. We gave 1 cent. We gave 1 rand. We gave 2 rand. We did one small little good deed. We removed the banana peel from the road so nobody must get injured, nobody must slip. Shakur, he's very, very appreciating. You spend 50 cent, 1 rand. Allah Jalla Wala states, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. And whatever you spend in the path of Allah Jalla Wala, فَهُوَ even شَيْءٍ, a small, meager amount. But your intention is right. لِلَّهِ فِيلَّهِ, to please Allah, فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. He will give you a better replacement. Subhanallah. That is Allah. What a wonderful, beautiful lesson. Allahumma arzuqna hubbak wa hubba rasulik wa hubba as ahlil bayt and wa hubba ashabin nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the true aqidah and belief structure of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is Alhamdulillah the 23rd of Rajab 1446. We present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally, globally. Day 5 today of the ceasefire in Gaza. Palestinians are bleeding in the West Bank. Israeli tanks are there. The army is there. They have closed the roads and even people who are injured cannot go to the hospital. This is the only democracy in the Middle East. This is the super terrorists, haramis, murderers, baby killers. They were humiliated there in Gaza after 16 months, 16 years hisar. Understand this, O esteemed listeners. Learn some Arabic words. 16 years hisar. 16 years they put the siege in Gaza, made it the biggest concentration camp in the world. But in 16 months, Hamas defeated Israel. America, Europe, NATO, they're still licking their wounds. Now Iraq, those people, Israel, always haramis, jutlas. They are a cursed nation. The scum of the earth, remember that. The worst of the worst. Therefore, Almighty Allah says, chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah Jalla Wala will continuously punish them till the day of justice. These three are the axes of evil. America gives the green light. And remember, yes, go attack it. You must remember the West Bank, and you can even annex it. That is their ultimate aim. And Israel, Bibi Netanyahu, Netanyahu, the war criminal, gives the green light. And PA of Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazin, is his kunya agnomen. Pakka Murtad Harami, Shaitan's child. So remember these three. They said, go on, is all right. So that is how. But our Hamas members are there. Our Jihad Islami members are there. By us, لن نستسلم أبدا. We will never ever surrender. إما الزفر وإما شهادة. Either we go for full victory or either we go for martyrdom. The Haaretz newspaper says Israel killed two Palestinians yesterday there. America, now he the harami Trump, creating a storm every day. Pakka Shaitan, O Lord of Shaitan, O Lord of Dajjal. So he remember that if you don't understand, O Lord of Dajjal, the children about the Antichrist. So he has designated the Houthis in Yemen as terrorists. So what are you? America is the greatest state terrorism and the terrorist, and you, Israel, the biggest terrorist in the world. So Trump is trumpeting away. No refugees, no asylum seekers will be allowed now in the United States. And Allah ki lati be awaze. What are you going to do, Trump? What are you going to do, Huckabee? What are you going to do, BB? The fires are raging on and going nearer and nearer to Los Angeles, and it is picking up in speed, and there are already evacuation notices coming to the people of LA. Allahumma harrik buyutahum, Allahumma dammir diyarahum, Allahumma zid azabaka alayhim, Allahumma harrikhum ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, you punish the Americans. Ya Allah, you punish the Jutlas. Ya Allah, you decimate America and Israel. What crimes they have committed in Afghanistan, in Palestine, in Syria, in Libya, and in Kashmir, and everywhere else. All this cannot happen without their help. Remember these type of things here. So Prince Harry is smiling all the way. He taught Murdoch a lesson, the Jutla, and he said that I want the full page apology, and he got his apology in the major newspapers, and I want millions of pounds, and they made an out of court settlement. That is what you must do with this Western press and the Zionist press. Well done, Harry. So are you Diana's son? So yes. Are you Q Charles' son? I got my doubts. And you look at yourself in the mirror, you see, and then you will see. That Diana said, you, Charles, you want to play, become the chameleon with your Camilla. So now I also will play games. So now she had a horse trainer. That horse trainer was teaching her some other training also. All haramis, these people. The Secretary of State, you will hear his name many a time now, Rubio, or whatever the hell his name is, of America. And Bibi Netanyahu had a discussion yesterday regarding Syria, Israel, Gaza, West Bank, all that, how they can steal more and more, and America will help them and veto, and that is how they're going to bring peace in this world. And Hamas said, we're going to fix you up on Khan el-Rahmak, as we fixed you up there. Just go see the tunnels they built yesterday. You know, it's a pretty certain things I can't send out to you all. You understood? It's in Arabic and so forth and so. A masterpiece. That's why you wonder that how come they survived and so forth. Trump scraps birthright, automatic citizenship. The law in America was Tom, Dick and Harry, Tom, Dick and Mary's child is born there in America. Whether you are in Washington, New York, Chicago, then you get American rights, citizenship, ID, passport. So he has scrapped it now. Who? Trump the Harami. But the Democrats in 18 states are challenging him. The matter won't be accepted just like that. It will go to court and so forth. Israel are preventing people to go to the hospital there in the West Bank. They're even killing some doctors and so forth already. So you see, that is their nature, to destroy hospitals, to murder innocent people. The world has seen the state terrorism and the genocide, ethnic cleansing, the crimes against humanity in Gaza. First time in human history, we find that the genocide being live streamed and so forth. For you see, one side the fires are raging in LA, and if you know America in New Orleans, so what happens? So there it is so cold. I know, I was there December, January, and so forth. So you must remember it goes to minus 20, 25, 30, 35. So 4 Americans died in fracked. Allahumma arsil alayhim zamharira jahannam. Allahumma arsil alayhim zamharira jahannam. Allahumma arsil alayhim rihan swara. Ya Allah, you increase the fires against the Americans. Ya Allah, you increase the cold. Send that butter cold. Let them freak and let them die like dogs. Ya Allah, we need to teach them a lesson with your grace and mercy. We're very happy about it. We have no empathy, sympathy for Americans and Jutlas and Jews and Zionists. Settlers attack. Look at this. You want statistics? I give you statistics. Settler attacks in the West Bank alone from 7th October. You see, that is now 2023 till now. More than 1,800 attacks in the West Bank, and they say they want peace, and they said that they had assassinated the leader of Hamas, Abu Hamza. Yesterday Abu Hamza reappeared, and then he gave them a wonderful lashing, and he gave them wonderful advice. So that is their so-called intelligence of Israel. Hamas keeps on humiliating them. We are Hamas. What the hell are you going to do about it? Anti-Semitism increasing in Australia. So it'll increase everywhere in the world. You murder babies, you kill children, you kill the doctors, you destroy the hospital, you destroy the mosque and the churches, then what you expect? Flowers. So we'll give it to you. You must remember that Israel releases 9 children. But the Western media will not show you their faces. The Western media will not even give you the news. They will put it somewhere there on the margin. That is the Zionist press and the Western press. When a woman sells her body, she's a prostitute. These people are prostitutes. Remember that. They are sold to the devil, and they have become the Iblis agents, agents of Satan and so forth. Trump is trumpeting away. He tells Putin, we can do it the easy way or difficult way. Stop the war, Trump. I'm ready to meet you anytime. You see that? So that's what he wants. But he says, if you want it the hard way, then we are going to apply sanctions and tariffs and so forth. Putin says, I'm ready for you. I'll teach you Americans such a lesson. They fear Russia. Remember that. So listen to the story of our enemies. Quran Karim states, chapter 5, verse 82. We Muslims, we don't even read anything, you know that. Go read and read and read. Iqra bismi, the first 5 verses to be revealed. Chapter 96, 5 verses. And twice this commandment was mentioned. Iqra, Iqra. So we must become a nation of reading, not a nation of viewing. Sit on our sofa, eat the popcorn and crisps and tea and water, tea, cold drink, and watch the TV the whole time and waste time. Nay. So now look at this. Surah 5 verse 82, the last verse of the six Jews. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies are the Jutlas, are the Jews. وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, and the Mushrikeen, and the Hindus, and idol worshippers. We never ever said every Hindu. We never ever said every Jew. We say majority of them. And look at the unholy alliance between Israel and India, and both of them, how they treat the Muslims. So another Husseini, we are Husseinis, you see that? Another Husseini, he was called the Picasso of India. You see that? If you know about art and architecture in India. So he, I'm not saying it's permissible. We say in Islam it's not permissible. But he used to draw all those images and pictures and so forth. So now one of his collection had the Hindu deities, the Hindu gods, idols, that he had Ganeshi, and he had Lingam, and he had Yoni. Lingam, the male organ. Yoni, you must remember, the female organ. Ganeshi, the elephant. And then Hanuman, the monkey. And then Ganpati, the reptiles, the rats and the mice and all. And it was there for many, many years. But now the Hindufta, the right-wing Hindus came. What the hell does Husseini is doing? And he's depicting these images and all are in the nude next to our gods and so forth and so forth. He's insulting it. So the court there in India said that Husseini's paintings must be seized. You see that? So that is not because he exposed the truth only, but he's got the Muslim name Husseini. So that's how they operate. I repeat and reiterate, I'm not saying these paintings are permissible and what have you. I'm trying to highlight to you how they hate Muslims and they detest Islam and so forth. That is the message. Then the Haaretz newspaper writes, you can go check it up, Trump and BB, both haramis, both terrorists, if you ask me, and war criminals, so that they green-lighted and they gave a green light to the West Bank terror and go and attack the Palestinians and their infrastructure. Albanese Francesa, she is the special rapporteur of the United Nations to the Middle East and Israel. She says the Jutlas and the Zionists must be stopped in their tracks. If they get away with annexation there in West Bank, they will want more and more. They just like Jahannam and the hellfire. Hal min mazid, bring more and more. So that is the Jutla, the scum of this earth. Allah says in the Quran, chapter 5, verse 60, the only nation and people, Allah made them into swines and pigs. Allah made them into monkeys. Chapter 5, verse 60, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Understand, O Ummah, wake up from your slumber. Come to our this thing news here, South Africa. Cry, my beloved country. The ANC lost badly there in Natal and there in Gauteng. So they use the word, we're going to have a reconfiguration of the leadership. So maybe La Sufi will be removed. Maybe that guy there, you understand, your premier in Natal will be removed. They can do what they want to. They will have to remove the ANC. The guys right on top, because they also so corrupted and so forth. The judge Banenji, whatever his name, he should resign. He told his secretary, I want to check you so I can get busy with you. But people will still try. You must remember and defend him. So when we were very young, they used to say you must be sober like a judge. Are these guys sober? Me, I don't consider them sober. Big problems at South Africa's biggest airports. OR Tambo, big problems with the fuel. And there in this thing, in Cape Town, big problems. Everywhere, planes getting delayed. Why? No energy, no power in Cape Town for few hours. So that is your South Africa. Water was wasted in Free State for 7 years. How many years? 7 years water wasting. Who's responsible for all this? If it's not ANC, then who else? You tell me. So you must remember that. Severe storms to hit KZN in this next few days. And Eastern Cape, your Port Elizabeth, East London, and all those places. So Queenstown and then. So Let me read to you a news item. To you, my sister, Hafiz Zakaria's wife, I know you contact me many a time. Allah Jalla wa Ala give you all the sabr. You must become the pillar of strength, my sister. Remember Surah 39, verse 53. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never ever become this, never ever have disillusionment and despair in the mercy of Allah. Learn to speak to Allah and say, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Allah, my South Africa, our justice system, our police, our politicians, they have failed me. But you will never ever fail me, Ya Allah. You have put me, my children, and my in-laws, and my siblings into such a test and trial, but you know what is best. Always remain positive. Can you believe what happened yesterday? These two, three guys were called to court and then they were released. Go. No charges against you. And our brother Hafiz Zakaria Desai, 4.5 months or more, still by in the hands of the kidnappers from Masjid Munawwar in Stenger. I went there to go find out really what happened and so forth. So that is your South Africa. Are we, these are the questions I'm posing. Are we heading for another Maputo Mozambique, where the ministers, where the police were all involved in the kidnapping against the Muslims and so forth? So is it happening here in South Africa that now we have maybe some ministers, maybe some police also involved? How the hell can this happen, that the guys who were the suspects suddenly are just released and we still can't find our brother Hafiz Zakaria? You're a disaster, really, ANC. You're a shame and a disgrace. Therefore, me, I'll expose you every day. We will name you and shame you and nail you and your Maulvis who are canvassing for ANC because you get money from them, like the Jamiat here in Fordsburg, like the MJC there in Cape Town. Hang your heads in shame. Want to have Sira Jalsa. So remember, you are scholars or what you are? Scholars for dollars, not Yu'minuna bil Ghaib, Yu'minuna bil Jaib. That's what you are. So remember that today's program, Thursday, that will be between 8:30 and 9. Maulana Musa Akudi with Maulana Zahid Khan, 11 to 12. Today we will discuss Isra and Mi'raj. Inshallah, the miraculous nocturnal journey of Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sunday night is the night of the 27th, what is popularly known as Laylatul Mi'raj. This week, Sunday night in Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, and South Africa. And I think you, Maulana Salim Kareem, will also be giving a lecture somewhere. So remember, all you ulama, imam, sheikh, mashayikh, giving lectures, speak about Isra, that is Makkah to Jerusalem, speak about Mi'raj, speak of Majidul Aqsa, and speak about the current affairs. What is happening in Al-Ardul Muhtalla, the lands, the holy land of Palestine, occupied Palestine. Don't fear anybody. Speak about Hamas, speak about how they defeating the Jutlas and America and the Quwat Imani. So these are our leaders, Sheikh Ahmed Yasin Nawarallah Marqadahu, Dr. Abdul Aziz Trintisi, martyred by Sharon, both of them, and then Ismail Haniya, our Sheikh. وقال قائدنا إسماعيل لن نعترف بإسرائيل. Our leader Ismail Haniya said, we will never ever recognize Israel. Saudi Arabia, MBS, Murtad, Haramis can recognize, we will never recognize. And then Yahya Sinwar, who changed the landscape of the world, he told the Jutlas, you will see what I will do with you, and what he did with them. The world will never forget him. That is our story. Come on, Salim. Let us carry on with our story. 20-21 minutes we have for the Q&A, inshallah.
Ufki Saab, I am an only daughter. How much inheritance do I inherit from my parents when they pass on?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. If you are the only daughter and there are no sons, then remember you inherit 50%. Wa in kanat wahidatan falahan nisf. If there's one biological daughter only, so then you inherit 50% from your father, you inherit 50% from your mother. But first, before that, it will be the burial, funeral expenses. Second will be the debts of the deceased, and that is personal, business, corporate debts. And then wasiyah. Wasiyah is for non-heirs. A person, Muslim or non-Muslim, will be the beneficiary, and an organization. So that is what your father, mother wrote, or they told people verbally, and they are witnesses to that. So that will be implemented 1/3 from the net estate, and then the remainder. So if you don't have now your parents, they passed away, you inherited, but they have siblings. So you must remember your father's brothers, sisters, or they have brothers only or sisters only. So 50% will go to you and 50% will go to the deceased siblings. So that is what will happen, my sister.
Mufti Saab, can a Muslim girl go to university with boys and girls?
100 times we have answered this question in the light of Quran Sharif, in the light of Sunnah Mubarakah. Quran Kareem states, chapter 33, verse 33, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. The place for a Muslim lady is in the house. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu married Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha during Ramadan, the last 10 days in the second year of the Hijrah after the Battle of Badr. Open Musannaf Abdul Razak, you will find it there. She, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, was 15 years old and 5 months, and then Mustafa Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them, O Fatima radiallahu anha, my baby, my Sahib Zadi, my Ladli, you are my beloved child and daughter. And you, Sayyidina Ali, now listen to me. Everything in the house, O Fatima radiallahu anha, is your duty, your responsibility. You, Sayyidina Ali, my beloved son-in-law and my cousin, that everything outside is your responsibility. You ulama, you students, you brothers, sisters who know Arabic, go read the book by our Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni. He gave me this book personally. I think he even wrote my name on it, Az-Ziwajul Mubakkir, get married early and so forth. There he mentioned this. So that is the place of a lady, Muslim lady at home. You're the minister of interior affairs. Your husband is the minister of exterior affairs, external affairs. Second one, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a lady goes out, hadith sahih, authentic in Tirmidhi Sharif, idha خرجت المرأة, when a lady goes out, وَيَّ مُتَعَتِّرَة, and then she goes out with all her makeup, lipstick, dipstick, and what have you. You know better than me. فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا, and then she's going to pass the men, interact with them, and so forth. فَهِيَ زَانِيَة, she is just like an adulteress. She is just like an adulteress. So we not against you studying. We against the toxic society. Where are you going to go? I go lecture. Even yesterday they sent me a message from UJ or from Wurz, one of them. They said, when you come in to deliver a lecture for us there before Ramadan and so forth. Actually, I waste my time going there, because they tell you you can lecture for 15 minutes. By the time you start, there's only 20 students. By the time the ending is 50, 100 students. So then I tell them, I'll sit there for 1 hour, 2 hours. Come, let's speak brother to brother. Let's solve your problems. So then you will come to know what is the real environment. That toxic university of yours is a brothel where they promote gay business, where they promote lesbian business, where they promote every haram thing. And you want to send your daughter there? 50 years ago, they came to one Maulvi Sahab, Maulana. You know those days, 50, 60 years ago, everybody, the imam, they called Maulvi Sahab. Say, Maulvi Sahab, Marid Dikri Jai Dublin, Marid Dikri Jai London, I'm going to send my daughter there to London, Dublin. Ke doctor parwani che, banwani che. She's going to become a big doctor and make dua. So Maulvi Sahib was a master. He say, you send your daughter out in the rain and you tell me I must make dua, she mustn't get wet. So why you don't want your daughter to study via UNISA? She can study via that. Nobody will object. But you want to send them there where they will lose either their iman, or either they will lose their haya and shame and modesty, or either they will lose, you must remember, their virginity. Our Honorable Ustad Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Aksab is gone overseas. So I read Maghrib Isha Ye in the Sufi Masjid. One brother told me yesterday, last night after Isha, he said one family member of mine, he went overseas, Canada, yeah, there. He said, you must be broad-minded. And his son straight away became murtad. He fell in love with a non-Muslim lady. How many examples you want like that? So remember, you can quote, I'm not here to curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any country. Well, ahakku ayyuttaba. We have to pronounce and announce the truth. For today's Amana and places like South Africa and that, for your daughters, sisters to go to university every day, attend lectures, all. I've been to university, so we know what it is. So remember that. So it's haram and not permissible. You want to study, study via correspondence. That is our fatwa, and whether you like it or you can lump it.
Mufti Sahab, how do I greet someone who returns from Umrah?
So tell him, taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum salih al-a'mal. May Almighty Allah Jalla wala accept your good deeds. May Almighty Allah accept my good deeds. And you, O Mu'tamir, you just went as the guest of Almighty Allah. You just went as the mehman and the guest of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The test is now. What is the test now? You went for Umrah. You went to Diyar-e Mustafa. You went to Medina Munawwara. Al-Hasanatu Ba'd al-Hasana. Now you continue with your tahajjud. You continue with your 5 daily salat. The man in the masjid, the woman at home on time. You continue wearing your hijab niqab. You stay away from the TV and the movies and all these haram activities. That's a sign that your Umrah is accepted. Your ziyarat to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is accepted. As-sayya ba'd al-hasana, you go back to Kamakan, you go back to your vices. After visiting Makkah Mukarrama, after visiting Masjid al-Nabawi, after visiting Aqsa al-Mubarak, for those of you who went there and now you came back, you go back to your vices, that's a sign of rejection by Almighty Allah, rejection by Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Darne ka maqam. It's a time of reflection and wondering and pondering. When Sahaba were asked, وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ, Mother Aisha radiallahu anha asked, Ya Rasulullah, who are these people that their hearts will be trembling? Are they those people that yasrikun, wayasnoon, and all that, they committed zina, fornication, they committed fraud and theft? قَالَ لَا يَا بِنْتَ Siddiq, no, that is not the correct interpretation. Oh, you, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, they are those people, yasumun, wa yusallun, wa yatasaddaqun, they are those people that they did all the good deeds, they were fasting, reading salat, giving charity, and doing the good deeds, but they fear, will they be minal maqbooleen, or minal matrudin, will they be from those people who will be accepted in the court of Allah or rejected? Go open Quran Sharif chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun and verse number 60, and go read Tirmidhi Sharif and the tafsir of this verse there. There Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Siddiqa, La ya bint Siddiq, your father is Siddiq, you are Siddiqa, that is not the the correct tafsir? The correct tafsir is that they are doing all the good deeds, but they keep on fearing, will Allah accept our broken efforts or will Allah reject it? So 1,000 million people going for Umrah now, and now in Shaaban, then Ramadan. So if you continue, that's a sign of acceptance. And you don't, you go back to your normal habits and so forth, then that is a sign of rejection. So always use that as the barometer and as a sign of our deeds and actions. Allah grant us tawfiq ji.
Mufti Sahib, is Aqeeqah incumbent on a revert, and who determined what mazhab do they follow?
So you must remember, this is a three-part question. The question is this, that when a person embraces Islam, now they're 20, 30, 40, 50 years old, so is the Aqeeqah on them? Aqeeqah means the slaughtering of two goats or two sheep for a male, or one goat or one sheep for the female. So the Hanafis say, yes, you should do it. The Shafi'is law and verdict is la aqiqata ba'd al-bulugh. There is no aqiqah after you obtain and attain the age of puberty. So aqiqah is sunnah. It is not mandatory, it's not compulsory. You do it, very good. Amitu anhul adha. So the impending harm that was supposed to come your way, insha'Allah, with the barakah blessing of this aqiqah, all that will be removed. Open Abu Dawood, open Mishkat Sharif. There's a whole chapter there on Aqeeqah and so forth and so on. So that is the first issue. Second one, which school must you follow? I was born in Heidelberg, and remember this year Ramadan, inshallah, Allahumma balighna Ramadan. I'll be 70 years old Islamically. So I grew up there. I went to madrasa there. I remember every teacher of mine from 62 onwards. You must remember that. So what happens? We grew up in a Hanafi environment. If I was born in Kimli, the holy city, holy, H-O-L-E, got the big hole of diamonds, that also they stole. Ask the British, the haramis, how much they stole. So anyway, the holy city. Or if I was born in Cape Town 60, 70 years ago, then I should follow the Shafi'i school. If I was born in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, I should follow the Hanbali school. So remember, wherever you are born, you go to that institutions there and so forth. So you just carry on with that. Inna makhtalafu li ajli al-haq wa makhtalafu fil haq. That they differed for the sake of truth. They never differed in truth in this day and this age, because the ummah is a jahil ummah, is an ignorant ummah. 80% can't even read Quran looking inside properly. So therefore is wajib and compulsory to follow one particular madhab and one school of jurisprudence. Otherwise you will end up following ittiba'i hawa. Afara'ayta man ittakhadha ilahahu hawa wa adallahu Allah wala ilm. Look at the Salafis today. That Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib, one of the greatest South African born ulama, Allah grant him siha, afiya wa ustad, muftiyo ka mufti hai. Hazrat ji nawwarallahu marqadahu of Jalalabad used to say, so he says, you will become like the roaming cows in India. You know what it means? Jump from year to year to year to year. So therefore, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sahaba that when they ask, Ya Rasulullah, tomorrow we come and you're not there, then what must we do? You have passed on, your demise took place. Open Tirmidhi Sharif, iqtadu bihadain. You must follow these two. Follow Shaykhain. Wa ashara ila Abi Bakrin wa Umar. And then the master gestured, pointed, signaled in the direction of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhuma, hadith in Tirmidhi. That is your asal and your original for taqleed al-shakhsi, to follow one person. We don't follow Abu Hanifa, we don't follow Malik, we don't follow Ahmad bin Hanbal or Shafi. We follow Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as understood by Imam Abu Hanifa. We follow Mustafa sallallahu sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as interpreted and understood by Imam Shafi, Malik, Ahmad bin Hanbal, understand the difference between the two. So that is the true meaning of taqleed and following these great, great giants and imams. So today they say, no, we don't want to follow Hanafi, Shafi, Malik, Hanbal. I say, who you want to follow? He say, I want to follow Sheikh bin Baz. I want to follow Sheikh Albani. I want to follow Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi. I want to follow Sheikh Salih bin Uthaymeen. I say, I met all four. How many you met? How much you know about them? What will you do when all four of them gave different verdicts? Finished, they don't know what to do. So remember, they were great, but they don't even come to the toes of Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah. So that's why they go, dhallu wa dhallu. Just now Ramadan will come, they will tell you, just read 8 rakats, 10 rakats. 100% dhalala. The four schools all say 20, but they say no, 8 and 10. So now you can see already that you can't read Quran for the deceased. You give 3 talaq, you say is 1. Just like the Christian Trinity. You see how you go astray, but you think that you're a very great person. I am prepared to take you on anywhere. Question number 1, is MBS a Muslim or a non-Muslim? A murtad. We say murtad. Why did Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam refuse to make dua for Saudi Arabia? The Najdis. Why? Well, they are the people, from there will come the fitan. So you see, so that is where you are getting your money, and then you want to come talk nonsense and lead the people astray. So that hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So that is the truth. We must follow the truth, whether people like it or not.
Mufti Sahab, is it permissible to become a vet instead of a doctor?
My one good friend from Newcastle, Siddharth. So he is there in Zambia. So mashallah, he's a vet. So remember, you can't say in Islam to become a vet is not permissible. It's permissible, but if somebody brings a swine or a pig and so forth and so on, so you just tell them, refer them to Tom, Dick and Harry or Tom, Dick and Mary. Go to that doctor, they will sort your pig story out and your swine story out. Today in South Africa, if you ask a true Muslim, you get some good doctors, we don't say no. 100% very good doctors you get. But some you don't get, they're just out to make money. So you must remember, just like the kuffar, so you must remember that. So that lady, 15 years old, 14 years old, 11, 12 years old, she comes to you and she says, do my abortion. So what you going to do as a Muslim doctor? I'm asking you. So you will refer them to somebody else. Your constitution, which is not worth the paper on which is written, allows it. But our constitution is not man-made constitution. Our constitution is said, now Omar explained to us, before opening the Quran Sharif, he would kiss the Quran and say, Hada dusturu Rabbi. This is the constitution of my beloved Allah. Then the Sunnah Mubaraka. That is our constitution. If you're going to do the abortion, you are guilty of murder in Islam. And tomorrow that baby will question you, oh biological mother and oh doctor. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. Feticide is haram and infanticide is haram. While the fetus is in the mother's womb and you go and abort the baby, haram, murder in Islam. And the daughter is born, and it's still happening in India and all, even in Muslim countries. They hate the daughters many places, Allah forbid, and then they kill her, give poison or whatever you. So that child will ask you, why was I killed? What crime did I commit? Ask any lady who went through abortion, that how that guilty feeling kills her internally. So whatever Islam gave is the best for the West and for the rest. Remember that. Last question, Maulana.
Okay, sir, if a person has 2 or 3 wives, how much of share will each wife get in inheritance?
In Islam, you, mashallah, you are a person who is firing. You got 2, 3, 4 wives. You must remember that. So when you pass away, brother, you got your son, your daughter, whatever. So whether it's from this wife or this wife, so they will get 12.5%. That 12.5% that they must share it among themselves. So you got 2 wives, 6.25%, like that. And if you don't have any children, you the husband, and you died, and you left 2, 3, 4 wives, so remember that, then they will inherit that 25%. So that 25% will be shared amongst them. Another question, you hubby, you better sort out. If you pass away in that town, so ask the wives from where, which house will your body come out from? So that's a good question. So you must tell them where you spend the last night. You see, last night, where you slept. You slept by A, B, or C, or D. So the place you slept, so from there your body must come out. You got it, Sonny? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.